And finally, Philip Garshead's been taking a look at a particularly juicy question of the week sent in by Dennis.
Why are ripe pears juicier?
I didn't want to get pipped to the post, so to figure it out, I enlisted the help of our hand-picked expert, plant scientist and researcher at Cambridge University, Sonia Dunbar, to find out why fruits ripen in the first place.
Fruit ripens to make it more appetizing to creatures so that they will eat it and spread the seeds of the plant.
The animal gets a nice nutritious meal whilst the plant gets its seeds carried far away inside the animal before, of course, being deposited in some first-class manure. Lovely. But what changes have to happen to our pear to change it to a lovely, sweet and tasty fruit?
The rest of the plant supplies the fruit with a sugar called sucrose. Some fruits, like grapes, break this down into two sugars called glucose and fructose. This is why fruits like grapes need to be left on the plant until they're fully ripe. Other fruits, like our pear, store the sucrose as starch, which is not very sweet, and they then break it down into glucose and fructose later on. That's why a pear gets sweeter just sitting in a fruit bowl.
But why does it get squishier as well?
The texture of the fruit changes because of three enzymes called pectinase, cellulase, and lipase, which together break down the fruit cells. Firstly, pectin is the material that helps glue the cells together. You might have used it to make jam. Pectinase unglues the cells. The second enzyme, cellulase, breaks down a material called cellulose, the stuff that makes cell walls stiff. Lastly, a third enzyme, lipase, also lends a hand by breaking down the fats in the cell membrane. Combined, these enzymes make the fruit's cells leakier and less tough, so the fruit is softer and juicier.
The plant goes to all that effort of breaking down the cells in its own fruit to make it tastier for me to eat. Now that's what I call service. But how does our pear know when it's time to ripen?
It's all controlled by a plant hormone known as ethene. This is a gas which triggers the production of the enzymes I've just mentioned.
In fact, we can even use ethene to control when fruit ripens ourselves. That's how we can import fruit from the other side of the world, yet have it arrive on our shelves as if it's just been picked. And you can also try this at home.
Ripening bananas produce a lot of ethene, which is why you should put unripe fruit next to them to speed up ripening. So, ripe pears are juicier because the cells are leakier and their contents sweeter. Enjoy.
Thank you to Sonia for that perfect explanation. Next time, we'll be answering this question sent in by Harry.
How are computerised voices generated?
Do you know how electronic voices are generated? If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientist, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum.